and welcome to We the People. It's that time of the year when the sounds of Christmas carols ring out in the air. It's a time of spreading goodwill and cheer. Whether you're Christian or not, religious or not, many homes have a token Christmas tree. And Christmas Day, like most festivals in India now, is spent with too much family, too much food, and possibly a trip to the mall. It is also, however, unfortunately, a time where one has seen increasing number of attacks on Christians celebrating Christmas in Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan. In fact, in UP this week, the Hindu Jagran Manch warned Christian-run schools in Aligarh not to celebrate Christmas at all. So we're asking today, is Christianity under attack in India, and is there an attempt to try and portray Christmas as an un-Indian festival? And if so, who stands to gain? On the show tonight, we have from the BJP, Dr. R. Balashankar. We have Professor Kanchalaya Shepherd. He's the former director of the Center of the Study of Social Exclusion and Inclusive Policy, also the author of Why I'm Not a Hindu. We have Chandra B. Sharma, chairperson of the National Institute of Open Schooling. Pankuri Pathak, spokesperson of the SP. Bishop Theodore Mascarenhas, Secretary General of the Catholic Bishops Conference of India. We have Shivam Vij, independent journalist here. And Pradeep Bhandari, CEO of the Jan Ki Baat, which is calls itself India's first youth media channel. And Dr. Michael Williams, Dean of the Mount Carmel Schools and the President of the United Christians Forum. I want to start with you, Dr. Balashankar. Dr. Balashankar, yesterday the Home Minister issued a state advisory to all states in the country ordering that law and order be under control on Christmas Day. What is going on in India? We've never had a situation where you have to have a national advisory from the Home Ministry that things have to be under control on Christmas Day.
Have the Home Ministers gave it because there were some statements, some elements and also some reactions from other parts of the country, and maybe I cannot say about that particularly.
From BJP rural states? But
in any celebration, this kind of standard advisory is given. The idea being to maintain law and order.
It's never happened before for Christmas that you've had this, right?
No, it happens before Valentine's Day also, it happens during Diwali also.
So is there something wrong that it's happening increasingly on these festivals?
Nothing unusual about it. But what I am saying is, Christmas has been celebrating in the country for centuries, because I come from a place where my own family used to celebrate Christmas, because Carol used to come to my house and we used to donate also. And there is a system where we have a joint celebration of all kind of festivities. Whether there is a temple, there is a festivity, then Christians also donate for that. And in our place for Christmas, we enjoy.
You're saying this is happening for Holi, it's happening for other festivals. Because it's interesting, because the report in The Guardian in 2017 says that India has moved up on the list of countries that where the practice of faith is a high-risk activity. So in 2013, we were ranked 31. Then in the next 3 years, suddenly we're ranked 15.
No, I cannot say about the international reports, but what I can say is that our culture has been that we have been celebrating all festivals, and it was irrespective of any religion. And if there are some fringe elements, some organizations giving isolated statements, we should not take it so seriously, because I think there is a lot of distortion, disproportionate attention is given to it, and also I think a lot of propaganda going on to defame the government. We should not get carried away by these kind of things, because the government is committed to maintaining law and order.
Also maintaining propaganda, we can't blame the government.
Not the government. Every Christian is being defamed as somebody who goes around doing forced conversion. Firstly, I don't understand how forced conversion happens.
Dr. Balashankar is saying that is happening, but not by the government. The government can't be blamed. The central government can't be held accountable. That's what he's saying.
The BJP RSS has a long history of justifying, condoning attacks on Christians. We all remember Graham Stein. We all know what happened in Odisha. We all know what has happened in tanks. We all know BJP rule states have been passing very stringent laws on forced conversion, which are basically used by these so-called fringe elements, who are not fringe at all these days, to see every Christian activity as conversion and forced conversion. Today, what we are being told is more extreme than what we have been told in the past. Today, we are being told that a Christian singing a Christmas carol is forced conversion. That's ridiculous. And I don't think such advisories have been issued by the Home Ministry. I don't think we should ignore what is happening as merely the doing of fringe elements, because these are no longer fringe elements. They are very mainstream. If the Hindu Jagran Manch in Aligarh, a BJP ruled state where the chief minister very openly is the chief minister of one community, if a Hindu Jagran Manch is threatening me, I'll take it seriously. I'll no longer take it as a fringe threat. I don't know if the police will stand up for me or not.
Okay, so that's the problem there. But Mr. Sharma, why is it that we're seeing this increase in the number of attacks that comes with the ascendancy of this government?
No, I believe we are not seeing an ascendancy. We are seeing a downfall. Remember,
downfall
Delhi,
in number
yes,
of attacks.
Remember,
Do
that's why what I wanted
numbers?
To remind. Remember elections of Delhi and before the elections, remember all the attacks on churches. And later on, through the inquiry, it was found that it was not from the fringe elements or organizations. It was from people who were close to the church themselves. It was a ploy to defame the government and create a ruckus. Wait a minute, let me complete. No, you have not heard the full argument. No, wait a minute.
That is clearly which organization.
Had Christmas fallen after Gujarat elections, you would have seen more of it, because this would have been made an issue in Gujarat elections. Thank God Gujarat elections are over. Otherwise, you would have seen more of it. I don't think that this can be seen as a ploy or anything to do with the government or anything.
Maybe we
this
should
is, this
ask
is,
the Hindu Jagran Manch
this is just because
before Gujarat election.
This is just, and I believe what the BJP representative has said is correct, that before every festival it's issued. And we don't take notice of it. We are taking notice of it because we want to make an issue out of it.
But would you at least blame the government or hold the government responsible for one not speaking up when the so-called fringe makes these statements and the so-called fringe who are members of the party themselves make statements about Christmas and Christians and making most minorities the other?
No,
are
I
they
don't
at
think,
least responsible
see,
for that much?
What I believe is that some Hindu organization has issued this notice that you don't celebrate Christmas or whatever.
So
I have personally not
the
seen. Wait a minute.
That you're
but
saying,
I don't
like,
think
like
there is anybody from the government who has supported everybody, including
is it
the Prime Minister.
Not to support, or do you need to crack down? What does the government need to do under such circumstances?
No, Sarah, in a country like this, every time, where do you crack down? The fact that the Home Minister has written a letter and said, be careful, to the police, to the Home Department, that be careful, I won't tolerate anything against the church, any attack on church. What more do you expect? If he had not written, we would have reacted again. If he has written, we are reacting. So what does the government do?
Just that let's not have anything thrown out as facts as if they are proved. I just want us to stop doing that, because as the gentleman was saying, that after the attacks on churches, it was discovered there were people close to the churches. That's rubbish. Let's not do that. We are not idiots over here.
What did come out of the inquiries?
Let's not mislead.
What did come out of the inquiries? They were not people from any Hindu organization.
And the second thing I do want to say is, since we are trying to have a healthy discussion, where we hope that the people who are listening to us are able to make a decision for themselves to understand where things are going wrong. We're trying to heal. We're not trying to further divide. We'll do it in the spirit of that. It's the spirit of Christmas. So let's stick to our facts.
No, but in the process of healing, let us not speak lies. What came out of the inquiries? Read the reports.
You say Rajnath Singh has issued this statement. Actually, it was after a delegation of the Catholic Bishops Conference of India, that's the CBCI, met with the Home Minister. What transpired at this meeting, and are you satisfied with what the Home Minister has done at the end?
Let me put things in a proper perspective. Some very serious things happened in this country, and this has been happening for quite some time. At least 26 people are lynched. I hope they don't say the same community killed them. I hope they don't say that at least. Instead of those who killed them being accused, cases were filed against the victims themselves. One. Number two, there is poison being injected into our society. Poison. This defamation, as has been said, of the Christians has been going on, and this is added to this. The Satna incident. Innocent group that has been doing this for 30 years, different groups have been doing it for 30 years. There are 3,000 Catholics in 7 districts of Satna. 80% of them are Keralite migrants who stay there. From 77 to today, there are 3,000 Catholics. Where are the conversions? If you have to show facts that there are conversions. So, you know, what we are worried about is not about Christians, Muslims, Hindus. We are concerned about the secular fabric of the country. And that's why I gave a press release immediately saying mobocracy is taking hold of the country. Let us not allow what are fringe elements to take the center stage. When the delegation met the prime the home minister. Before that, I had written a letter to the home minister. What happened in Satna is very, very sad. A group, a mob got together, got hold of these boys and priests, burnt a car. In the end, what happens? A case is filed against one priest saying that he has converted somebody, a man who he has never even seen in his life. And this man himself makes a statement later, if I say anything, it will be seen as I'm retreating. NDTV brought it. Cases are filed against the victims. That is when I wrote to the Home Minister. Before the delegation went, I wrote to the Home Minister requesting him to give an advisory. And I thank him for having followed our request. I don't know if other years it was given. I've never heard of an advisory being given for Christmas. But this year it was necessary because fear is being put into small communities. They are small communities. Okay. Let them live, please. Let us keep our diversity.
So what the bishop here is saying is that, and this is true, these are hard facts, that statistics don't actually back up this whole fear-mongering of mass conversion, because the statistics have shown that Christians, the minority group, was about 2.7, and I think now it's actually even fallen to 2.3. So where is this mass conversion? You run a site where you put out videos, the public, like the youth, listens to you. There's a huge problem also about, you know, fake news going around.
I want to bring a fact to the notice that moment this incident took place, the Deputy Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh had issued a statement, Mr. Dineshwar Singh, Dinesh Sharma, that these incidents have to be condemned and the government would take all necessary measures in order to ensure that any religion can practice freely.
So which first is what our constitution says.
So no, yeah,
the first thing is the facts, like Mr. Vij was saying, that the government did not condemn it. The law and order is the basic responsibility of the state government, and the deputy chief minister who's responsible for it issued the statement
ministry.
The very next hour. That is point number one. Point number two, I think I want to bring to your notice that it is constitutional. Mr. Vij, I did not intervene. Please be tolerant. Mr. Vij should understand that the due process of law, if there is any evidence where you say that the so-called prince, there are required provisions in the IPC according to which the police can act. If you read the letter threatens, right? So why did the other group not go to the police and ask for a detention? That is point number one. This is not for the first time it has erupted. This group has been working on the activism, so-called activism, to ensure that forced conversions do not take place. This is not for the first time that after 2014 only this group has erupted. There was a Home Ministry advisory which was issued that between 2012 to 13, 30% rise has been forced conversions has been seen. It's an advisory, you can see that. So forced conversions are taking place in this country. 2010
but the census is showing
place.
That the number of Christians aren't going up. So how
that
is this
forced
conversion? How is it fine? The facts don't
Can I reply
up.
To Mr. Bhandari?
Numbers are not adding up. Let Shivam respond, then we'll come across to this.
A lot of panelists here seem to be more concerned about telling us that the government is not wrong. The UP government, the central government, unko kuch mat bolo, please, wo achhe bachche hain. Mr. Bhandari's main concern is that the UP government issued a statement. Our first response should be that Christians are such a small minority in India who have historically been attacked. They should not have to face this. That should be our first response. Instead, some people's first response is, oh, but don't blame the BJP government. The deputy CM said this.
No, you are saying it's
has the government done enough just by condemning the incident?
I think we should look into that
issue as well. Remember what Michael said at the start of this debate. Can we please keep it civil?
So why are they not? Why are you saying, why are you trying to defend the government over here?
1 second.
I'll just put a couple things in perspective. And this is from the Government of India website. The Christian minority, which is so tiny, 2.3% as you said, has been laboring in the field of education for 200 plus years. Indian government statistics submitted to the United Nations and UNICEF show about 40% of educated India at some point has studied in a Christian school.
Including our politicians, including Mahatma Gandhi, Ambedkar, including Mr. Advani and Mr. Vajpayee,
all have gone to Christian schools. Smriti Irani, of course. The fact of the matter is, if 40% of our population has been able to escape the clutches of forced conversion, then the schools are doing a terrible job. They're failing at what they've been set out to do.
Right.
But the fact is, that's not why they're there.
No, but I think the speaker doesn't know about the history of...
Wait a minute. Mr. Sharma, let him finish, then we can come across. You, but first you've got to go across.
He has no idea.
Let me tell you, 11 of our 14 presidents have studied in Christian schools. 9 of our 15 prime ministers are from Christian schools.
And I can bet the children
where
of
the
all
Christians?
These politicians go to Christian
where
schools.
Where are these mass conversions
so they can
that
learn
these
to speak
schools
English
are doing?
And apply to study abroad.
Hogwarts rubbish
at all.
Nonsense has got to stop.
No.
Okay, hold on. I want to bring in the panelists
who are sitting quietly. Please, let's not make him regret that decision. Professor Kancha Elliott, come over here, because Pradeep says that why didn't the schools go and complain? The point is, you have these schools who are providing an education in many cases where the state has failed to provide that education.
Yes.
They're working in rural areas even where people don't want to go serve doctors, teachers. Nobody wants to work over there. The Hindu Jana Jagruti Samiti this week demanded a ban on convent schools, claiming that these schools do not allow Hindu students to study religious traditions. So are we now saying in a country where we anyway don't have education, we now want to ban the few schools who are providing an education?
No, Sarah, we have to look at the larger picture. When major things like this are happening, when BJP as a major party is in power. Now the question is, BJP as a national party is for full globalization and liberalization. But what they don't make clear, even their intellectuals, is that any economic globalization accompanies with cultural globalization.
That's a very interesting point.
BJP today is more for globalization than Congress and other parties.
Correct.
Only the left say we are not for. But there is contradiction with everybody. Even the left say we are not for, but the left also speak only in English.
Yeah.
But the point today is, why are these same people sending their own children by searching only St. Anne, St. Mary, St. Joseph schools? Why didn't they start, let us say, Saint Vishnu or Saint
no,
Rama?
No, go to the RSS
Sanskrit
Shakhas
school.
Then.
Now, why nationalism? Nationalism.
Wait a minute.
Even today, I request my friends.
Let him finish. I have an argument.
I request my friends to give a call. See, BJP has to make it very clear to the nation. Is it for inclusive India when it is making friendship with all European American countries, more than any other country? And just few months back, the former president of America, Obama, came and said there is a major problem of freedom of religion in this country. And he said, I spoke to the prime minister on the lunch. Why this is happening now? They think that this English education is spreading to the rural areas where they don't want. SC, ST, OBCs and tribals, now Christians have diversified their education. When they were only in St. Stephen's, St. Xavier's, they were all right. Now when they are going and educating the poorest of the poor, whom they don't want through reservation also inside.
Completely wrong.
And they attack them. They attack them. They say that this
point
is conversion. Now why they did not convert the whole Brahmin Baniya community, which only speaks in English? And all our company boards, from Ambani to all industrial companies, 1,000 companies, boards meetings take place only in English.
Okay.
Why they were not converted?
Okay. One second. Hold on. Let Pankaj, she hasn't spoken up, so let Pankaj speak.
From the very beginning, I'm seeing BJP supporters are trying to dismiss this as a small incident. It's not a small incident. We need to understand
that you are terrorizing
kids. You are terrorizing schools, the teachers. Parents don't know if they should be sending their children to these schools. And Mr. Bhandari said that the government condemned. Condemning is not important. That is not why they were elected. They need to control. And even after the deputy CM made this statement, these people issued the same threats in the neighboring district of Agra. So these people are obviously under not check. They feel they can get away by bullying anyone they want. Everyone would like to, you know, divert this debate to forced conversions. It is not about forced conversions and it is not about Christian schools. I think every school celebrates Christmas. I mean, I am not from a Christian school, but we used to celebrate Christmas. And you have so many young people sitting here today. Probably they all celebrated Christmas in their schools and colleges.
Let's ask.
Did anyone get converted because of Christmas? Celebrating Christmas?
Today. See, how do you celebrate Christmas?
They're all not.
Do you get converted? Do you get brainwashed, or someone come on Christmas specifically and tell you that, you know, you should get converted because you're celebrating Christmas? I think this entire logic is flawed.
And forced conversions, just like cow slaughter, is a fictitious excuse to basically say Christians should not celebrate Christmas.
But hold on, I have a question. Is it the problem that the government is not acting enough, or is it that there are loopholes in the law, right? We know the constitution allows us to practice whatever religion you want and to preach your religion. But there are state laws that say you can't force. Is that the grey area?
The political party which is ruling has no systematic agenda about the cultural plurality of India. And see, for example, Japan, which is a Buddhist country, every house celebrates Christmas and New Year. If BJP doesn't want January 1st as New Year, let them not use that for
Hold on, can we just go ahead, sir?
I want to say two things. First, about this conversion business. This is a false bogey. Probably they are not finding anything else. They can't beat us for something else, so beat us for conversions.
But my question is it because the law has been badly made?
There are seven states.
Is the law being intentionally badly made?
No, Sarah, there are seven states that have very stringent laws. And I'll tell you what the law is. A law in Jharkhand that has been passed is you have to take the district collector's permission before you convert. Yeah. Who is the district collector to check my conscience? 42 MLAs from one party overnight go to another party. Next day, after 2 days, they come back to another party. Nobody asks them, is it fraud? Is it? When it comes to my own personal choice of changing my view of life. Number two, they keep on saying Christianity is a foreign religion. How many years domicile policy is there for a religion? After 2,000 years, you keep on calling us foreign? Come on, let's use our brains a little bit.
No, but who decides who's foreign and who's not? But I want to ask the audience over here. Do you agree? Do you want a government that will tell you that you cannot choose who you want to be, what your religion should be?
No, where is the government telling, Sarah? I don't understand. It's
no, if you want, the constitution says that you can choose your own religion.
Let's stop calling them fringe. They are not fringe anymore.
Between 1964 to 1996, 38 incidents. 97, 24 incidents. 1998, 90 incidents. 2013, the Home Ministry reduces all forced conversions.
So are these schools converting the kids?
There are two things.
Are they being converted in the Christian schools?
Please, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. There are two points of the debate. There is one point is with respect to forced conversions. I am laying down the statistics that these incidents have been reported. And if the due process of law have not acted, that does not mean that incidents cannot be reported.
So you think what the Hindu Jagran Manch is doing is right, and they have all the authority to do that.
Point number two, point number two, that nobody is denying that Christian schools provide good education. All of us go, a lot of my friends also go. I also support that. That is not the point. Point number three, the point
but
is...
But they should not celebrate
please,
Christmas.
A fringe group, a fringe court, please it's go to Google fringe. And Dictionary fringe. The fringe group is there
fringe
since
group
1982.
That is threatening schools openly. How can it be fringe? It is not fringe.
Let's not monopolize the conversation. I want to, one second. You guys are not letting anybody understand anything. Please, hold on. Please speak. Don't speak out of turn. 1 second. We're just going to go to the audience. Over here, we just heard a speaker saying that the great educations are given in these schools. I'm going to ask you, when you go to schools, do you want your teachers to help you celebrate all festivals or no festivals or only some festivals? Of course, I think that's the answer. You get holidays for all of this and no students are going to turn down holidays. But the fact is,
driving to work today on the radio, you had a Christmas special. If you go to a restaurant, you will get rum cake. If you go to the malls, you will get a discount. Everybody is happy except the government. Why? Maybe you are un-Indian. Maybe we're all Indian.
There is a difference.
How do you decide who is Indian or not?
There is a difference.
Mr. Sharma, come on in.
There is a difference between selling cakes and selling Christmas tree in the market and teaching in the school. Read the history of mission schools in India. Yeah. Mission schools were allowed to teach in India, establish the schools on the condition that they will spread the word of the God, that is Bible.
Okay,
and
I'm
clear on that.
Okay,
wait
but
a minute.
I have one question for
and
you.
That legacy has continued. I have been to a Christian school. And
every, you are,
wait a minute, wait a minute. No, let me finish complete argument. Every time I go and bow before the idol of Lord Shiva, I touch like this. This is conversion. This is soft conversion. If you are not ready to listen, please.
And that is why that is their problem. That is not the school's problem.
See, education.
Your parents should have taught you better than that.
Education.
How to do this from education.
Education. Education is about identity.
I mean,
education
is
about identity. And you change and make identities in school. When you teach in a school.
Here, over here, you're saying that this is the fringe group. This Hindu Jagran Manch is affiliated to the RSS.
No, it is not affiliated to the RSS. It is affiliated to the Hindu Parishad. Show me one.
Let us first finish the argument.
All right, Vishwa Hindu Parishad is a fringe group.
One sec, Sarah, we are getting slightly distracted. I'll tell you this.
Which is associated with the Bihar.
The Andhra Pradesh government, for the first time yesterday, issued from the Ministry of Temples that on first people should not go to temple 1st January and should not greet each other as New Year. This is the first time Andhra Pradesh, where BJP is a joint governing agency, not party. Why this is happening? Earlier, it was not. They went to temples, whatever the temples, and they greeted New Year. Now, this year, it has given a decree that you should not do, and they are asking the temples to close down. See, Christmas and New Year is not religious, we must understand. The Jesus Christ's birth is not merely religious.
First January is to be a holiday. Which government is talking about
cultural thing? Let's not go into one question to you, sir.
When you have a poor tribal or a Dalit student, if you're getting an education, I would say as a parent of a young child where there is no school, I don't care what you're feeding him in terms of ideology.
No.
I wanted to be able to read and write, and I wanted to be able to get a job, and I wanted to be able to look after herself, feed and not starve and die.
No, Sarah.
No, please.
Till recently, Sarah, only upper caste of India studied in English schools, which were run mostly by Catholics.
Wait a minute.
So you allow that. Nobody will get converted.
And you have data on that?
No, I have data.
I have data.
What
I have data.
How many upper caste what sort of since 1947 who studied in Christian schools became Christians? Let me show the data.
38 plus 24 plus...
They did not.
Where have you got the number of upper class people who become converted to Christianity?
Not the caste, not the caste.
We don't have any numbers. Please share it with us. Either we'll carry them or not. We can't just throw numbers.
What are the numbers?
Hold on 1 second. Michael has been waiting.
Thank you. That's 100 people he's got forced converted since India got in. As far as numbers, that's only 100. Now, I think there is something that one needs to understand. There's something deeper. If Christians are 2.3% of the population of India, and it's so minuscule that at any time the majority wants, they can just crush them, walk over them. Everybody knows that.
That has never happened in India.
I just want to understand, why is the BJP, the RSS, the Vishwa Hindu Parishad, all of these Hindu fringe and Hindutva elements so nervous about what Christians are doing? What is it? Is it that perhaps actually 40% of India is Christian and they're hiding it from the census? Is that what it is? Or is it that actually the Hindutva organizations are scared that the message of Christ, the message of Christmas, actually is so fantastic that the world will actually listen to it?
But what is it?
What causes
them? I have a question for you.
What causes this fear?
I'm going to Shiva after this.
My point is this. In independent India, and especially our Prime Minister, who boasts about his chaiwala acumen, should understand that no sugar in chai makes it bitter. If the Hindus are the tea and the Muslims are the milk, the Christians are the sugar. We need to live together to have a sweet atmosphere of India.
This shouldn't be that insecure.
But Michael, I have a question for you. Yes. If we're saying that we are a country that has such low levels of education, and you have Christian schools, minority schools that are providing good quality education compared to the government schools, why is it that when these schools are being attacked, we don't see the parents coming out? Surely, why doesn't the public... Are we concerned now that the public also believes this?
Yeah, I wish I could have an answer, but I'm completely with you on that.
Do you think it's easy for the parents? There's a ruling BJP government. They have been told that your kids are, you know, they might be bodily harmed if they go to school on Christmas Day. Do you think it is that easy? And do you think the administration is willing to listen to them? When on the same day when this threat was given out, the CM of the state was in Karnataka asking people whether they want to worship Tipu Sultan or Hanuman. So that is the sort of government that is there in the state. And do you think the people are comfortable enough to raise? They are more concerned about their kids. So the government has not done, they have not taken a single step to, they could have put them in detention or something, but they did not do anything.
Advisory by the Home Ministry is not enough.
You let him say everything he wants, you can edit it out.
But the fact is, we keep saying the government's not involved. The fact that, you know, in 2014, they said that Christmas was going to be Good Governance Day. The next year, they stepped back from that. But then, I think Good Friday became some other governance day.
So the idea of the fringe is a misnomer, because until 3 years ago, Yogi Adityanath was considered a fringe within the BJP, right? This is a state where the murderers of Akhlaq were praised by BJP ruling ministers.
They were SP people. They were not BJP people.
They were praised as martyrs, their families have been given jobs, right? So yeah. Here is a state where you never know whether fringe can enter your house and basically kill you. You are so insecure.
And the police will file a case. They were doing that during anti-Romeo. They entered houses and harassed couples. It's like saying freedom of speech, but Pradeep Bhandari will not let me speak.
But Shivam, that said, in February 2015, the Prime Minister himself had spoken out, right? He said the government will ensure there's complete freedom of faith. Everybody has the undeniable right to retain or adopt the religion of his or her choice.
Yes.
We've had the
that was soon after
affairs.
Obama's rebuke. Yeah.
On the other hand, we've had the External Affairs Ministry. We've had Sushma Swaraj work strongly to get, you know, Father Alex, Father Tom,
yeah.
all of them released.
What's happening here, the difference between Christians and Muslims is that this government generally doesn't want this Christian story to go out of proportion, which is why we have everybody here saying don't blame the government. Because the international community really cares about it. There will be a rebuke from the U.S. and I think that really matters to the
especially government. When you have a right-wing government in the U.S. right now.
The point, Sarah, is that U.S. has been accusing China of violating human rights, mainly on the question of Christian issue, conversion.
Correct.
And India is also getting into that block. Now, therefore, they are worried on that part. But they don't want to control here by giving a clear ideological message. That's what I'm asking. BJP as a ruling party, it could be a right-wing party, no doubt. It should be, as it believes. But along with its economic agenda, it should make to the nation very clear whether fringe or no fringe, it is part of it. It must control by saying cultural freedoms are part of human freedoms. Indian nation is a nation of all religions, all castes, all communities are equal. And secondly, They don't want English to spread into rural areas. They must say that English should become a mother tongue of every tribal Dalit OBC, as it has already become the mother tongue of the rich.
No, this is an anti-constitutional statement. How can English be the mother tongue of people?
But
what are you speaking?
He has benefited from learning English. Otherwise, I would have never.
What is the mother tongue? Sir Bhandari, what is the mother tongue?
Please.
If a child's mother speaks,
what should be the mother tongue?
Just a minute. In every airport, all Indian mothers are speaking English.
One second.
Let me finish.
Sir, quickly finish, please.
See. The definition of mother tongue is very clear. You should know that if mother speaks for a child from day one to or his growth or whatever, in whatever language, that becomes mother tongue. In all upper communities, rich, their mothers speak only English. You go to any big airport, that is what their mother tongue is. The question is, I'm using this as a phrase. Let every tribal OBC learn English, and their conversion is anti-English conversion problem.
Indians who have learned English, who are comfortable with that, have an advantage, and you want that advantage also to
yes,
the
to
OBCs
them.
In the back.
And their Christian bogey is that their anti-English agenda of the SCST OBCs in the rural areas.
Okay, I want to go across Bishop Mascarenhas here. We say that Christian schools are providing great education, we're doing so much service to the country, etc. Then why is it that there is an absence of outrage from the public? Is the government only reflecting the public mood?
I don't know. As Michael said, it's difficult to explain this because there are people who are being served by the church who are very poor and who will not be able to retaliate. Mm. Oh. So we don't expect
Correct.
Them to retaliate. This whole thing about forced conversions, I think something is wrong with us if we think that the voter who is capable of chasing out governments is so fickle and so demeaning that he will change his religion with fraud, force or whatever. There was an advertisement in Jharkhand with the chief minister given by the government which equaled tribals and Dalits to cows, and that the Christian missionaries were converting this. Nothing happened. So let us not talk about fringe elements. Let me say this simply. There's one chief minister who has gone on record, at least as reported, that secularism is a lie. I have not seen any rebuttal to that. There is a lot of things going on. Chhattisgarh, yesterday, I'll give you an incident. There were checkpoints put by a certain right-wing organization stopping people from going to a Christmas gathering. It's happening in broad daylight.
And the police will stand by, do nothing.
Either the government is not capable of maintaining law and order, accept it, or please come down heavily and put these people behind bars
subject.
And
Comes
let there be law and
the
order. Let there be no mobocracy in this country. This is our plea.
Okay, we are completely out of time. But first I want to go across to someone over here. Please introduce yourself, because we're trying to gauge whether the public, like we say, there's no public outrage. Is Christmas an Indian festival? Does everybody consider it an Indian festival?
We are a festival store by the name of Kriti Creations. And we sell everything related to every festival. And Christmas is also one of them.
So how much of your annual income comes from Christmas sales?
You will be surprised that majority of the Christmas merchandise which we sell, and 90% of our clients are non-Catholic. So it is celebrating Christmas is not about Christianity. It is more about celebrating a festival, have a family gathering, and enjoying a festival.
Has this increased over the years? Are you saying it's not about religion? Is it a commercial activity now?
Christmas has increased to a good extent. Now in a cosmopolitan city like Delhi, you can't expect a December without a Christmas celebration. Even if you are born in the month of December, you want to have a Christmas party. There is no Christmas, then you don't feel like you are in the society.
So everybody wants to take a selfie with Santa.
Why not? I think I come from a pure Hindu family in terms of religion. But I've been celebrating Christmas since my childhood, and all my children's goes to convent schools. And it's not only that they tell Christianity, we celebrate every festival together.
So as a businessman, you have gone into this only because you are getting returns.
Yes, I'm there to make money. I don't say that I'm not there to make money, but not only to make money.
But my point is, you're a businessman, right, at heart, and you're selling these products, whatever it is, Christmas trees or wreaths, because there's a demand. People are buying it.
Certainly.
Otherwise, you're not going
to
produce it.
And this demand is an increase to a good extent.
Now, that's the other angle. This is also an economic aspect right now for the government to think about. If we're talking about Make in India or whatever it is, this is
there
are huge economic sales. All right, it's time for closing arguments. We're completely out of time. So would you like to start?
I want to say there are states like Goa or Northeast where the BJP is growing and Christians are voting the BJP in a large number. So what we are hearing is certain people, they want to keep Christianity as a captive and a political captivity. So they are trying to create a narrative here, keep off the BJP so that BJP is a party that is against Christians. Actually, we believe in all religions and we believe that Sabke Saath Sabka Vikas, that is our politics and that is what we are working on.
The fact is, we have seen in other recent elections that even Muslims came out and voted. I don't know about what the stats are for Gujarat.
No, Muslims also vote for us,
UP.
But Christians vote more for us.
I think even though people are not on the streets, it does not mean there is no outrage, and people are slowly realizing the agenda of this government, and by not controlling these elements, they are exposing themselves. So people might not be saying anything, but they will definitely think about it when they go to vote the next time, because Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas is definitely not happening.
Sabka Saath is not happening. Sabka Vikas is not happening.
See, if the people would have an outrage with respect to this government, they would not be voting for the so-called agenda in successive elections. I will just answer a principal point. The job of any school should be to teach science, facts, whatever is the syllabus. The job of the school should not be to decide the individual's fate. So I would definitely be worried that if I'm reading and writing and at the same time I'm implicitly getting converted from one religion to another, that's not correct, because that is so-called forced conversion. You could say that is in a way implicitly ensuring and prospering your agenda. So I would want any school, why should we bracket schools as Christian schools, Hindu schools? A school is a school. Let faith be individualistic in nature. That is what the constitution also says.
Michael, respond to that. When you're at school, why are we also taught Christian learning or any religious learning?
I'll tell you, the tragedy of our times is to be able to think that because somebody is teaching you something, you've become that. That is absolutely rubbish. Let me tell you, Christian schools, after the government, are the second largest education provider in India. But we are still 2.3%. That's got to tell us something. We're not out there converting. People are not getting converted. If you sing a carol, you don't get converted. It's the same as saying when you were small, your mother said, if you make a funny face, your face will become like that. That's just this childish nonsense that we are trying to deal with. But I must tell you, my Prime Minister has a wonderful vision of a Swachh Bharat. But the problem is, within his own party, if we don't have Swachh Bharatiya, we will never have a Swachh Bharat. First, the Bharatiya must clean up his act. That heart inside that is spewing this venom, spitting out poison, trying to cause division. And you know, she's absolutely right. My friends, last names are Sharmas, Yadavs, Kapoors. They're my buddies. We grew up together. We stand by each other. But they're also realizing that this is a division that people are trying to create. And she's right. At some point, they will come on the streets. It's getting there. And I hope it doesn't. Swachh Bharat, Swachh Bharatiya, and let's actually have a great Christmas together and a safe Christmas
Mr.
for
Sharma,
everybody.
An educationist's job is to expose the child to all sorts of views, and the child then picks on its own. Should the government, should the state have any business policing the religious beliefs of any individual?
No, I don't think the government has any business to look at my personal beliefs or monitor it. But the schools do definitely have. Look, education is about identity, and the argument that because we went to a school, a particular type of school, and that influenced my understanding will not hold, because my identity should not be changed because of education. Sarah, give me the same hearing that you gave to others, please. Give me the same treatment that you give to others and don't change my identity. Who says there's no conversion around missionary schools? Read Jayant Mahapatra, the poet who has written and lamented that his great-grandfather converted to Christianity because they were dying of hunger and he was put on the gate
of
a mission school.
And what's wrong with that? If somebody is not giving me food in my religion, I'm getting no food. I won't agree. I want to convert to get a better standing in society.
Sarah, this is like telling
you won't allow me to do that.
No,
you
this is like telling a virgin girl religion, that for food I will rape you. No, this is like telling a virgin girl that because you are dying of hunger, you will get food, but you will be raped.
I think that's a bad argument.
I don't want education at the cost of my religion. I don't want to change my religion and belief because you gave me education.
But you're education not providing should not the be education on the food. The
education should not be bartered.
Okay, Mr. Sharma, what about the fact, I think it was in one of Mr. Kanchalaya's articles where you said that Savarkar studied abroad at Ferguson College and then at Gray's Inn in London. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee studied abroad, again at Lincoln's Inn. Are these people converted?
No. I'm not saying you're converted.
That's your argument.
The argument that a school should not convert and should not influence one's faith.
But you're saying all schools are doing that. Then I'm saying by this logic, Mr. Savarkar has been converted. He's a Christian.
He studied abroad. He's also a Christian. He became the source
of
Hindutva.
He studied in Pakistan, for God's sake, St. Patrick's.
So what? See, so you're just a logic Christian Muslim. If any school did not do it, it was good. But if schools do it, it is crime against humanity.
No, Smriti Irani, Arun Jaitley, all of them studied in these Christian schools.
And so they are all Christian. But if schools do it, they are out of time. Please carry on.
Sara, the issue is not in democracy mere OT. Constantly you can keep on attacking minorities and get elected. The yardstick of democracy is full protection of the minority. That is democracy. Right to celebrate, right to live, right to enjoy, and also girls' right. The question here is, if my friends from BJP and other organizations don't want religious syllabus in the schools, I have a solution. Let us completely remove all religious syllabus of all forms and go for dignity of labor, caste-based equality. And they never speak about abolishing of caste and untouchability. If the Dalits get hit in the temple, if somebody treat them equal, they may get into that religion. That's how what happened in this country. They stand for inequality. And English education is for the poor, is Christian. English education for the rich and the ruling
is globalization.
Class is liberal.
Okay, closing
so
argument.
My point is, we SCST OBCs of this country will not allow this. They will become English educated. They will celebrate what they want to celebrate.
All right.
I think in all the arguments we've heard, we should have the freedom test. I have the freedom to practice whichever religion I want. I have the freedom to convert my religion every other day. I have the freedom to send my children to a Christian school. I have the freedom to not send my children to a Christian school. If any parent has a problem with the school being Christian, with the school celebrating Christmas, don't send your children to the school. Right? It's all about freedom.
At least in the Constitution. Closing arguments, Bishop, to you. What is the message we should send out now on this Christmas?
Let me start with what Shankaracharya Swarupanand Saraswati said yesterday of Dwarka Peeth. All those born in India are not necessarily Hindus. If we use that logic, we will destroy the basic structure of our society. These are his words, not mine. The beauty of this country is it's like a beautiful garden with flowers of different type. He was speaking about identity. I would like to know what is the Indian identity exactly. The Indian identity is a mixture of everything. We have, this country is a great country. We Christians have always felt safe here. We want to feel safe here. Do not allow these elements to take law into their hands and create a fear psychosis where they should not be. And let us live in peace with each other.
Let's live in peace with each other. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to everyone. Spread love, not hate. And we'll see you in the new year. Thank you so much. We're completely out of time. Thank you.